I'm on the edge
of graduating college,
of getting a job,
of getting married,
of buying a house. This is the Edge Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the new Edge Podcast. I'm Chris, and I'm joined with Allison and Scott. Today, we're going to be talking about credit scores and how the economy is affecting them. But first, we're actually going to talk about one of the questions that we received on the forums board from Joe Hunt. So let's get into it. Okay, Joe Hunt's question is, I have a question about finding a job. With the economy in turmoil, the jobs that used to primarily hire young adults are now being taken by those who have been laid off. I can't compete with these older, more experienced candidates. What's the best approach to take when interviewing for these positions? Allison, you want to start off about internships? I know that you had wanted to bring that up.
Yes, the first thing, I know it's a tough economy right now. I know the people who do have jobs are very lucky, and the people who don't can still find them. I mean, there's still things that need to be done in different businesses and things like that. So really, the first thing I would really suggest is really kind of freshen up your resume, make sure everything's included and all your past information and job experience and all that stuff is included. And then just kind of start looking for internships. They're a foot in the door for sure. And they may not pay as well as a normal full-time job would. But once you're an intern and can really show everybody that you're a good worker and you add a lot to the team, then they'll probably hire you later down the road when they do have a little bit more money. So again, definite first step is an internship.
Yeah, Joe Hunt, listen, your main concern here is that people with more experience are getting those jobs that you may be looking for. And the point to look at here is actually that an internship is the ability, gives you the ability to actually get more experience. And that's exactly what you want to do. You want to have resume experience to put down, and internships are a great place to start with that. And now this podcast is for 18 and up. So if you're still in high school, now would still be a good time actually to get an internship while you're still in high school. Internships can actually help you find a college as well. Colleges are looking for that type of thing. And then you should always get an internship while you're in college too. The second point that I'd actually like to make is lower skill set. And I think Allison briefly touched upon this. Just because you're looking for a job and you're not finding one, maybe because you're spotlighting your experience for that job. So maybe you're looking for a specific job that you want to have in the future, something that you're looking at long term. In this type of economy, in these types of times, you really want to be looking for something to get you by for now. And once again, this is also an experience builder. And, you know, what it comes down to is, even if it is a little bit embarrassing, flipping burgers at McDonald's or something like that, having some money to get you by for now, to pay those bills, is a lot better than sitting and job searching for days on end and watching your money drain away from your account. So that's another thing that you can do too. All right. So I was looking at USA Today online and I found this article. It's called Sliding Economy Raises Questions About Credit Scores. So if you guys find this article on the internet, you're more than welcome to, and you can follow along with some of the points I want to bring up. I'm going to go through this and we're just going to have an open discussion on the different types of things in here that we want to point out, because this is really important and credit scores are something that people don't take as seriously as they should. Okay, so what is a credit score? A credit score is used by banks and lenders, credit unions too, to determine how much credit to give borrowers and at what rates. So in this article here, it says banks and lenders are shoring up risks, closing a record number of credit card accounts and reducing millions of dollars in credit lines. As they clamp down, even some consumers with excellent credit and spotless payment records are seeing their credit scores reduced because of the diminishing credit lines. That in turn can hamper consumers' ability to get credit elsewhere. What they're basically saying here is the places that have the credit cards, if you have credit cards, and the average American has about 8 to 9 credit cards, that's bad. You want to cut that down to 1 or 2, 1 if possible, okay? But what they're saying here is that they basically, for a long time, were giving you a credit limit above what you couldn't afford, okay? And by what they're doing now, by slashing all these things, they're actually bringing that total down, closing unused accounts, and without you having to do anything, your credit score is going down. And that's really scary, because you know, your credit score really depends on a lot of things. A lot of employers are looking at it, and we're going to get to the actual number of that, which is startling, really, especially if you're looking for a job in this economy. And also your ability to get to borrow money, whether that be for a mortgage especially, which is a very important thing when it comes to your credit score, or any type of loan. It says here, as lenders' appetite for risks wane, they're pulling back on an unprecedented amount of credit, up to $2 trillion on credit cards alone by 2010. That's more than our stimulus plan going through right now. Now, when it's already difficult to qualify for loans, lenders' actions can lead to deteriorating credit scores that can put much-needed credit out of reach for a growing number of consumers. Those who get loans may have to pay higher interest rates, and lenders also may seize upon lower credit scores to increase interest rates, pushing consumers deeper into distress. So not only is your credit score dropping, your interest rates are going up. And basically, you may have seen this on your credit cards, bills, and statements already. Your interest that you're paying back is actually going up. And I got some bad news for you. You have no control over that. When you sign on for the credit card, it's almost a liquid contract that they have the ability to change these interest rates on you. Now, in the past, you know, a lot of late payments or other types of certain situations may have led to your interest rate going up. But this is just happening because of the way the economy is going, which is actually putting more people into tough situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough time right now, and we really all need to be very conscious of our spending and what we're putting on our credit card, what we're saving. Again, with credit unions, you can always go in and talk to somebody about, you know, your interest rates and things like that. It's a really good time to refinance, actually, with a credit union. So if you did have a really high interest on a mortgage or on a car that you just can't pay right now, then try and refinance, because again, you can save a lot of money there. You can also sometimes do balance transfers through credit unions for their credit cards, which again, the rates are sometimes lower than the Visas or the MasterCards that you get at private card companies. But again, you know, it is a tough time, and a lot of people, again, just need to kind of watch what's going on in the news. I know a lot of people don't like watching the news, but it's important even for just a few minutes every day just to kind of keep updated on your finances and keep updated on what's going on with this, I mean, this credit card crisis. If people are closing your credit cards without you knowing, everybody knows that your credit score goes down. So again, every time you close a credit card, your credit score goes down just a little bit.
Yeah, I think along that note too, it's also important to realize that a lot of people want to pay off their credit cards, but then instantly close the card, and that doesn't actually help you, and especially help your credit score particularly as much as it helps if you can pay off the credit cards and actually leave them open but with no balance. That actually is more beneficial to you than just paying it off and instantly closing it, because it looks like you have the credit available but you're not actually spending it, so it can actually help you as well. So it's something to think about.
To go back on a point that I was mentioning earlier with the interest rates going up on your credit cards, how we don't really have control over that, there is a bill or law that's trying to be pushed through for 2010-2011 area where the lenders don't have the ability to raise the interest rate on you, which could backfire on us a little bit in different areas, but that's a different topic for a different day. Going back to the article here, it says jobs and even auto insurance can be affected if consumers don't have good credit ratings. Most auto insurers now take credit scores into account in determining their rates, and 42% of U.S. employers routinely do credit checks on job applications, according to the Society for Human Resource Management. Now, we had actually discussed this earlier at one point in time, Allison and I, and we were talking to a few different people about Fortune 500 companies looking at your credit scores. This is saying that 42% of U.S. employers, that's a lot more than just the Fortune 500 companies, I think it's a trend that's going to be growing, because obviously you want to find financially literate people out there to work with so that you don't have to be concerned about them having money troubles as an employer and getting into trouble in that type of way that they're not going to be able to work for you anymore. So it's a very important thing right now. So credit scores caught on in the 1960s as a uniform way to measure consumers' likelihood of repaying their bills and thus their potential profitability to lenders. Before then, merchants shared information about consumers to decide whether to extend the credit. Nationally, median scores dropped 5 points between the fourth quarter of 2007 and 2008. This is exactly what we're talking about, and it's exactly what's feeding into that whole problem. Okay, so let's talk about the credit score and how it's determined as far as what feeds into it and affects your credit score. Because credit cards are more common than mortgages, 51.4 million households have first mortgages, while nearly all the nation's 114 million households have at least one card. Card-related actions can hurt overall scores more than mortgages. So if you're having credit card problems, get on top of it right now. I can't stress enough how much this credit score problem is going to feed into other things in your life that will be affected. If you get a great job and you get your life set and everything, and you have the money to go get a house in the near future, and your credit score is bad, that could wipe your whole slate clean, that you won't be able to get a house or something, or the house that you want. When lenders close accounts or slash credit limits, it often boosts the percentage of available credit consumers are using. That's the key reasons why scores could fall. Really, what we're trying to say here is that, you know, credit type things which are fed into by credit cards that you may have, or a mortgage that you might be looking at right now. I mean, you're at the age where you're getting your first car, your first house, you may be getting married or something like that. I mean, the things that you have to look out for, and I think Allison can join in on this one, is also who you're with. And if you're getting married to someone, their credit score could actually affect your credit score once you become one unit as well, right?
Yeah, that's definitely something to take into consideration. And that's probably not something you should ask on the first date. But it definitely, you know, if you have a great credit score and your boyfriend and girlfriend doesn't and you want to be with them forever, don't go to a financial planner. Talk to somebody at your credit union and kind of figure out who you can talk to about consolidating their debt and paying off their debt before you guys get married. Because again, that's really something to take into consideration. You know, the first commercial that came out for freecreditreport.com, what was he talking about? He was living in his parents' basement because his wife didn't have good credit. You know what I mean? So that's the stuff. I mean, it's really true. You really, truly have to watch out for all that stuff.
Just thinking back, actually, and I think you can also join in on this one too. I think one of the biggest problems out there when it comes to credit cards is on college campuses. I mean, when I was in college about 2 years ago, you know, there were these credit card companies that would come around and they would say, they would pass out all these flyers all over campus and everything, and they'd say, come down and come down to Joe's Pizza Shop or something like that and, you know, sign up for information on a credit card and we'll get you a free slice or two of pizza or something like that. And these kids would flock and just fill these pizza shops because it's free food. And obviously they're tricking you into that, because when you sign up for the information, then they actually start sending you stuff. And that's a dangerous situation. You do not want to give these people your information unless you are seeking a credit card. And the best way to do that is to actually go online and do some research into the type of card that would fit your needs the best. Because really, if you're looking into it, you want to find a credit card, you know, for example, right now with the economy being bad and gas prices being so high, maybe you want to find a credit card that has reward points for better price on gas or cash back on gas and stuff like that. And these are different types of things. You can actually go to your credit union's website, see what they have to offer. You could talk to someone at the credit union. You know, they may have special options for the credit cards and reward types bases on the credit cards. But what you do not want to be doing is signing up for this information where they'll be sending it to you and then you're trapped in this. You know, it's just a bad cycle to get into. And really what I think you should take away from this podcast today is, if you have more than one credit card, you need to seriously start looking at them and seeing what you can do about them. Now, Scott was right. You don't want to completely cut off the account, but you do want to pay those down to not having to pay anything anymore. So why don't you take a look at the ones, put them in order by the ones that you owe the most on, okay? Debt is really going to hurt you. So pay off the ones with the most, work your way down, and then, you know, stash those credit cards somewhere where you're not going to touch them and only keep one in your wallet. And that's in case of an emergency. And in the most cases, you know, what you'd rather do is actually use a debit card instead, which is cash that you already have available. Do you have anything else to say about that, Allison?
Yeah, again, that also goes along with budgeting too. You know, if you budget a certain amount per week or per month or whatever based on your income, then definitely try and stick to that. Even if that means going to the ATM, pulling out a certain amount of money and only using that for the week or again, every 2 weeks or the month or anything like that. I think it's really important to, again, just be on a tight budget. You don't need to live beyond your means for right now. It's really important to kind of stay within your means.
Another, I'm going to throw out a very valuable website. There's a website out there called mint.com, M-I-N-T.com, just like it sounds, that actually is pretty much just a financial kind of helper is what I think online, where you can insert all your accounts that you have, your credit card accounts and all your bank accounts, and it links directly to the websites themselves so it can monitor everything that's going on all the sites. The advantage of it, too, is 100% secure because it is read-only. You cannot move any money at all, so it just simply shows you all your accounts in one place, and it shows you how much money you have in debt compared to how much money you have in the bank account and different things like that. And what's awesome about it, though, is you can look for just a certain type of category, like entertainment, for example, and it will show you all the cards you've spent on just entertainment or just on food or on gas and all those things. It gives you a really good reality check sometimes of how much money you're spending on certain aspects in your life, and you'll probably see very quickly how you can kind of eliminate those and save a lot of money.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone here, Allison and Scott, because they had a lot of good input as well. And I do recommend that mint.com as well. It's a really cool tool for you guys to check out. And basically, like I said, what you need to take away from this today is that you need to get on top of your finances and keep everything in order because it's going to affect your future. For everyone here with The Edge, Allison, Scott, and I will catch you on the next podcast.